The academic threads are really heating up this week. A major discussion topic on r/ML questions revolves around why unsupervised learning needs different evaluation metrics than supervised learning. The consensus is that, while supervised learning is like a multiple-choice test with a clear ground truth, unsupervised methods are more like an open-ended essay question. Because there is no standard answer, we have to artificially define our performance criteria based on whether the internal structure of the data makes mathematical sense. On the tools front, developers are really talking about standardization. A common analogy emerging is thinking of a Model Context Protocol, or MCP, as a unified USB standard for AI models. It's designed to let applications plug into an AI model using standardized protocols so that everything speaks the same digital language, rather than every app building its own custom connection method. We also saw some great discussion about practical ML projects, particularly around audio classification. The advice here is clear. Instead of trying to classify music by simple genre, the modern approach is to extract acoustic fingerprints using embeddings and then use cosine similarity to find similar shows or tracks, a massive leap beyond basic data sets like GTZAN. Moving into the bigger picture, r/Claude AI is dominated by conversations about the regulatory environment for large language models. Users are deeply concerned over a class action lawsuit filed alleging that companies are misleading customers regarding their usage limits and how those virtual credits are actually consumed. The general sentiment here points to massive opacity in pricing and model performance, making developers feel like they lack clear contractual rights over the services they pay for. This suspicion of corporate control extends into political territory. There's a strong narrative that highly capable models are being targeted by government actions, whether it's concerning an AI developer fixing code found insecure or general White House scrutiny. The overwhelming consensus among users is that these regulatory moves are politically motivated attacks rather than genuine safety concerns. Finally, the conversation is shifting to the economic reality of developing with AI. Several posts highlighted organizations slashing their AI budgets and reverting to manual coding methods. This has sparked a deeper debate about developer roles. It's not just heavy lifting, but about how productivity tools fundamentally change expectations. The takeaway is clear that while corporate budget cuts are happening, developers remain keenly aware that real enterprise API costs far exceed personal subscription limits, making token management and strategic model selection absolutely critical to keeping up with modern workflows.